This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Happy New Year, Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today on this very special night. This is New Year's Eve. And we wait, bated breath, for the new year to dawn, and that will happen very, very soon. And we wait. And we wonder. And we think of new beginnings. We think of the new things that are going to happen. We think sometimes of the old things that have happened. And we start to reflect on the year that has passed. And for some, it's been a wonderful year. For some, it's been a life-changing year. For some, it's been disaster. I quite often hear, I can't wait for this year to end. It's been so bad. As though it was the fault of the year. Never, never is it the fault of the year, beloved. That isn't possible. And I know this, it's not God's fault either. And this is why I bring you this scripture. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. And from verse 11, the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Jeremiah says these words. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days, when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you, and I will bring you home again to your own land. Oh, what words, what powerful words, what amazing words, and what strikes me immediately are these words. For I know. Say those words with me. For I know. Say it again. For I know. Now watch this. Those words, that sentence ends with these words. It says the Lord, for I know, says the Lord, for I know, says the Lord. Come on. See this with me. God Almighty knows. He knows. He knows all. But this is the amazing thing. God says here, for I know the plans, beloved, that I have for you. They are not a fait accompli. They are not already done. They are not already sorted out. Why? Because they're plans. They're what I plan for you, says the Lord. But you see, we are fickle. We are human beings. And we say, oh, I know exactly what God wants me to do. So I'm going to go straight away and do it. I'm going to go headlong into it and I'm going to do it. I'm going to go and do that thing which I know God is calling me to do because it's big and important. So I'm going to go off and do it. I'm going to start pressuring the worship team to let me come in and sing. Because I know that's what God wants for me. I feel it deep down inside me. So I'm going to keep on and on and on until they let me sing. But the problem is, the worship team don't recognize that anointing. The worship team have heard you sing and they've thought, you know what, you need some lessons. You need some help in that area because you haven't got it at the moment. Doesn't mean to say you're not going to have it one day. Doesn't mean to say that you're never going to ever sing in the worship team. Doesn't mean that at all. Perhaps you feel that you should be a preacher and therefore you're constantly going to your leadership team at church and you're saying, listen, I should be preaching the word. But they're not sensing the anointing. That could be their fault. That could be your fault. But right now is not the time when you're supposed to be preaching. You see what Scripture says here? You see what God is saying? For I know the plans I have for you. I've got these amazing plans for you. You know, I know that when I go to glory, I'm going to be sitting there at the Lord's feet, and I'm going to look up at Him, and I'm going to gaze at Him lovingly, and I'm going to say, Lord, did I complete the plans you had for me? And I think, and this makes me weep, I think He'll shake His head. For my Father had such plans. And perhaps I went the wrong way. Perhaps I turned to the left instead of looking straight ahead. Perhaps those plans were exactly what He wanted, but because I did this and I did that and I turned my head away and I walked away from the Lord, and because of all that, those plans didn't happen, so He had to put together another plan. And maybe another. And maybe another. But the Lord says to me today, David, I know the plans I have for you. But son, listen to me very carefully. For these are plans, and these plans will happen when I deem it good and ready and proper. At the right time, I will bring forth these plans. And one of the plans the Lord had was to bring Jesus Christ into the world. If you look at Galatians, the 4th chapter, and verse 4, it says some wonderful words. When the time was ripe, God sent His Son. So before that, God had the plan to send Jesus. God had the plan to send Jesus, listen to this, before the world began. Yet He waited and waited and waited, as Galatians tell us, until the time was ripe. And God is waiting and waiting and waiting until the time is ripe, when He will bring forth the plans He has for you. It's important. So important. You see, oftentimes we think in our own minds, in our finite minds, we think, I know what I can do. I can do this because by doing this, this is bringing glory to God. This is surely bringing glory to God. And therefore, off we go and do it. And the Lord sometimes shakes his head and says, why are you doing that? That wasn't part of the plan. But because you've done that, we now have to hold off on these plans that I had for you, which I wanted to bring forth now, but I can't. Because you've gone ahead long and done this. Or you've done that. God himself is speaking to you so clearly through this message, beloved. Maybe like never before. And as we transition into a new year, this very night will be a new year for every single one of us. Now I know your new year won't happen as quickly as ours, and somebody's new year has already happened. That is the way of the world. But as your new year happens, know this and understand this. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and with all your spirit, know this, that whoever you are, and wherever you are, and whatever you are doing, he has a plan for you. Are you hearing me? He has a plan for you. Yep, I'm talking to you. And you know I'm talking to you. Because you've been thinking about doing this and thinking about doing that, and you are sure that it is God's plan for your life. But it is a plan. Be still and know that I am God. He says to you right now, be still and know that I am God. Because I have formulated these plans, and these plans are amazing. God goes on to say these words. They are plans for good and not for disaster. As you look back at the last year, you think to yourself, gosh, it's been a disaster. And you think back a few more years, oh, that year was a disaster as well. God is saying to you, if you wait, if you look at my plans and abide by my plans, they are plans for good and not a disaster. Watch, to give you a future and a hope. Are you getting this? Is this exciting you? To give you a future and a hope. You've been thinking about your future. You've been thinking about what is going to happen. I know I certainly have. I have been thinking about future for days and days and weeks and months. And I'm thinking about future right now more than any other time that I can remember in my entire life. And I see and I understand, hallelujah and glory to God, the penny has finally dropped in my life where I say, yes, Lord, you have a plan and I have to wait as your plan formulates. When an architect makes a plan for a house, it is a plan. It's not a house, it's a drawing, and there it is, it's a blueprint. You can whack it on the wall and look at it, but you can't live in it. The only way you can live in that plan, in that blueprint, is to build it or get someone to build it for you. And this is the same with the Lord's plan in your life. You have to wait. You can look at the plan, but you have to wait for God Almighty to build it so that you can live in that plan. For behold, it is nothing more than a plan, but it is a plan that God has. He goes on to say, in those days when you pray, I will listen. When you're waiting on God, when you're waiting for this plan that God has for you to come into fruition, He is saying the gates of heaven are open and you can pray and I will listen. That tells me that sometimes God perhaps doesn't listen when the time is not right, when we're going against what He wants us to do. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It is so important that we understand that. It's vital that we understand that. It's vital that we give God glory. And it is vital that we make a decision in our lives that yes, we will wait on the Lord. And yes, we will wait for those plans to come into fruition. I know this word is life-changing for someone. I know it. I feel it. I understand it. This is life-changing because it's what God wants you to do and it's what He wants you to understand, that He has this perfect plan. And in those days, when God has this plan, when you pray, God says, I will listen. He says, beloved child, I will listen. As we go into 2017, as we go into this new year, let's wait upon the Lord. Let those plans that He has made come to fruition through His will and not ours. Lord God, I pray in Jesus' mighty name for everyone who is listening to this broadcast today, that Lord, You would allow us to patiently wait on Your plans and Your will be done. Amen and amen.